Greetings, fans of the esoteric. It is I, Magenta, and him.
Bernard, yes. That's right.
Welcome to Magenta Helps Her Tragic Fans, where I use the mysterious art of bibliomancy to solve the problems of the world. You're welcome. It's just a short one today, actually, isn't it, Bernard?
Yes.
Because we're heading off to a socially distanced hostage swap. Yes, that's right. Stephen's agreed to swap the bowl with a different artifact. However, he thinks he's meeting a man called Tam Flan O'Tuesday. I know.
Tam Flan O'Tuesday?
Yes, well, I just looked around at the things I had and I just made up the name. So I had Tim Tams, a Flan, and it was Tuesday.
Right.
Yes, so that's the alter ego I invented to lure him in. On the, the Facebook Antiques group.
Oh, of course, yes, that's how you were doing it, wasn't it?
Yes, so I've got to present as Tam Flam O'Tuesday, so I'm going to have to apply some heavy costuming skills.
Oh, good lord.
For the swap. Thank goodness for face masks, though, eh? Making sneaking around a lot easier.
Yes, that's right.
Yes. So, Tam is clearly Irish, isn't he?
Tam, or it could be, yes, either that or Scottish, like Tam O'Shanter.
I don't do accents. You're the accent genius, Bernard. You're going to have to stand behind me and do Tam's accent.
All right.
And that way we will be entirely disguised.
Yes.
Also, today's episode is short because I misjudged a batch of space cookies last night, so I'm still retrieving parts of my brain from the astral plane. Whoops! Be careful out there.
We've all been there, haven't we?
Yes. So we're going to jump straight into the questions, and the first question is very exciting, as it's from somewhere we haven't been before.
Oh!
Gay Paris!
Oh, I see.
Yes, you'll get to do your sauciest French accent.
All right. So,
The French had problems? Actually, of course, they've got problems.
They feel a lot of things very passionately, the French, don't they?
Yes, and their political situation. Anyway, let's not get into politics.
All right, we won't get drawn into that. No. So this is Stella. Dear Magenta.
Dear. I think if you roll the R, that's what they do, isn't
dear
it?
Dear Magenta.
Magenta?
Magenta. That's how you'd probably say it in French, isn't it? Magenta. I don't know. Anyway, I'll carry on.
All right.
Greetings from Paris. I am considering moving out of the city and into the countryside. I am hoping the countryside will bring me a sense of peace, allow me to get a big dog and enjoy activities such as walking in the forest, lake swimming and saunas. I am currently a couch potato and heavy smoker. So this will be a big change. What shall I do, Stella?
Saunas? What's saunas got to do with the rest of those things? Do you get a lot of saunas in the countryside?
I'm not sure.
Only in Sweden. That's
more of a Swedish thing, isn't it?
Strange. Stella, you seem a little confused. Anyway, oh, right. Okay, so that's actually a very very current question, isn't it? Because I think a lot of the city dwellers are going, well, everything's shut. I can't see my friends. I might as well have a tree around or something.
Yes. It's very relatable, isn't it?
Yes. So who shall we ask? What's a book?
She'll
act as our medium.
She did say she was a couch potato and heavy smoker, so maybe this is one for the old 4-hour body.
Oh, yes, that makes sense. Here we go, yes. Because actually her primary reasons for moving to the countryside seem very exercise and health related, don't they?
They do, yes.
Yes. I mean, we all have that fantasy, don't we? We change our setting and suddenly we become completely different.
Yes.
I mean, I do it in the house occasionally. I'll think, you know what? I'll be much happier if I get a more hideous throw for the couch or something. Yes. And it never works. All right. But no, I'm not saying it's not going to work.
No, this is going to work. This is an excellent
idea. Anyway, we're asking 4-hour body, so give us a number.
17.
17. 17 for Stella from Paris. Stella from Paris. I'm just trying to fill while
you're
I
filling
flick
time.
The pages.
You're flicking time. Well, this
I feel like I should do
real.
Something while I flick the pages. Well, like I should make some sort of noise with my mouth.
Well, maybe, yes, you could do, or I could narrate what you're doing as you're flicking
the
pages.
Oh, yes, that's a good idea. Do
like
that next time.
Like a radio expose.
Right, let's try it here. So give me a number.
6.
Right, and while I count down, narrate. Right.
So Magenta is counting down the lines.
6, there we go. So it says grandfather, great-grandfather, half-brother.
Well, it's just a string of relatives. Is that the...
Yes, male relatives for some reason.
Right, interesting.
Yes, I mean, I could. Shall I read the whole thing?
Well, maybe we should have some context here.
The home environment might have had something to do with it, seeing as his parents, grandfather, great-grandfather, half-brother and half-sister were all doctors. Ooh, environment, home. Doctors. Well, doctors improve your health, don't they?
They have been known to do that, yes.
And so the idea of your home environment, what you surround yourself with, improving your health.
Yes.
And obviously the city isn't working for her right now. She's a... Although, you know, there are couches in the countryside.
That's true, yes.
And there's tobacco in the countryside as well.
That's also true.
So the thing is, you could move to the countryside and have exactly the same lifestyle.
I mean,
apart from with less options.
Exactly, it's possible. There may actually be less to do, so you may rely more heavily on your couch and your tobacco.
Yes, I mean, I think we've all got this lovely vision that you go for a walk in the countryside, the weather is beautiful, you don't get tired, you don't get blisters on your feet, your shoes don't get soggy. You don't suddenly go, oh, I need a piss and I've got nowhere to go.
Yes, it's always idyllic, the most idyllic possible version in your mind, isn't it?
Yes, and then the reality, you're like, well, that was bracing, and then you never do it again. But anyway, hopefully that's helped. Stella, has it helped?
Well, I don't know. I mean, so we've basically said that the country may not be as good as the city.
Well, that's what we said.
But your idea of it.
But the universe seems to be suggesting the home environment does definitely influence your health.
I see.
And so if Stella feels like she needs to make the change... You know, you can always come back, Stella. It's not like it's exile.
Yes, that's true. People think once you move once, that's it, isn't
it? Yes, exactly. No, if it's awful, chalk it down to experience and come back.
Well, that's actually very practical, isn't it?
Yes, right. All right, shall we go on to the next one?
Who have we got next, then?
All right, next one. So, yes, next one's an update from a listener. Oh. Newton Green, lovely Newton.
Oh, Newton Green,
who
yes.
Very much enjoyed your old Hollywood voice. So do that one again.
Oh, gosh, I can't remember what it was.
Well, it was
did I do an English?
Sort of, we've been watching Hollywood on Netflix. It's do any of those do it?
I think what I actually did was a sort of British pathé English, you know, clipped sort of that
kind
of thing.
Oh, right. Oh, well, I think you should do that old American starlet accent that had a weird sort of British inflection to it.
Oh,
because apparently
I see.
That's what the studio system used to do, isn't it?
Yes, the transatlantic voice.
Yes, they'd sort of iron out wherever you came from in America and put a few weird British vowels.
British vowels.
English vowels.
I'll have a
not
go.
Not British. I mean, they don't put a bit of Scottish in there, do they?
No, they should. That would have been a very interesting sort of alternate history.
That
for
would,
Hollywood.
Wouldn't it? Yes, yeah. if the old Hollywood starlet suddenly had a bit of... Right in the middle of their voice, that'd be amazing.
We'd think very differently about a lot of classic movies, wouldn't we?
Yes.
All right, so this is in that voice. Dear Madam Magenta, since I last wrote to you, I have been trying to take your advice to heart and be aware that conflict is inevitable between children and parents.
Oh, it's so dramatic like this.
I do have a question, though. When a conversation between the three of us does turn to an argument, how do we act afterward? Do we pretend as if it didn't happen? Or do we try to improve and avoid further argument on the subject? Hope you have a good week, and I am looking forward to listening to the rest of The Arcati Killer.
Oh, that's on Thursdays.
Yes, that's a Thursday. From Newton Green.
Newton, thank you so much for writing back.
I hope that was sort of suitably, you know, gravitas, and enough gravitas in that delivery.
That was so much gravitas, I felt oppressed.
Oh, really? Too much more like gravity?
Into the floor with the drama of
I
it all.
I see.
All right, so Newton is currently residing with their parents.
Right.
I believe.
Yes.
As many people have been forced to because of the pandemic, and just in general because house prices, blah, blah, blah.
There's no shame in it,
you
is
know,
there?
Yes, no, absolutely not. They're not having the easiest time. And so how do you act after an argument? Well, how do we act after an argument? Well, no, that's different. We make up in very physical manner.
Yes.
So obviously you don't do that with your parents. All right, so how do you act afterwards? Oh, isn't it difficult when you all live under the same roof and suddenly you're like, oh, I want to eat something. I want to go into the kitchen, but there is the person
they're
I've just argued with.
Yes, yes.
And what do I do? Do I ignore them or does that feel like an aggressive action?
Yeah, or do you go sort of conspicuously mundane? do you say past the crisps or whatever? You know,
but then that could be aggressive talking, because then you're micromanaging the tone of your voice, and it gets very stressful.
And every word gets loaded with significance that it really shouldn't have.
Exactly. Yeah,
we have every sympathy for you.
And if you don't want to apologise, you don't want to sound too apologetic either. So it's a minefield. All right. So which one should we go with? Which of these books has the most conflict?
Most conflict?
I mean, they all have a bit of conflict, because that's the root of drama.
Well, I suppose Fascinating Footnotes from History is historical conflict.
In the most literal sense of the word, it has the most conflict, because it's mostly about Nazis. All right.
Yes.
So give us a number and narrate while I'm doing it.
18.
18.
And Magenta is turning the pages, just flicking from one page to another.
You're going to have to shake it up a bit, though. You can't just keep doing that.
Well, all right.
Other observations about my hair.
I see, yes.
My face.
All right, yes.
Or when we times we've had together, when we met, that kind of thing. Okay, 18, give us another number.
7. And so her luscious locks slipping out from underneath her turban.
Right, all right, I found it. Purpose-built post on the Greenland ice sheet. It was 2,600 metres.
Greenland?
Greenland.
Right.
Ice sheet.
Ice sheet.
Yes. So a purpose-built... So shall I do the entire sentence?
A purpose-built post.
Yes, at the ice cap station. A purpose-built post. 2,600 metres above sea level. It was very, very cold, it says. Well, I think we know what that suggests.
What does that suggest?
Well, that's so you feel isolated and cold when you're in the middle of an argument, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, that's true.
Yes, but also you might give a frosty shoulder to other people.
Oh, yes.
But so it's up to you, basically. You could be a bit of an ice queen about this. So you could just put on an almost unreadable sort of facade.
Oh, right, yes.
Yes, yes, as if you are carved out of ice. Or you could isolate yourself by just sort of hiding in your room.
Or moving to Greenland is another option.
I mean, that's a bit extreme.
It is a bit extreme. I don't know what the house prices are like there. I don't know whether rent is any cheaper.
I imagine you'd spend a fortune in woolies, though, wouldn't you?
You would. You'd have to... Yes, the
thermal underpants.
It might balance out being rather similar.
Yes. So I hope that helps, Newton. So you've got two options there, I think. I mean, there's probably a more diplomatic one than that, isn't there? We could ask another... Should we ask
Let's get a second opinion on this one.
You know what? I bet Maggie Smith's diplomatic.
She's probably got some.
You don't have a long career without being a pleasure to work with.
That's true.
So let's ask Maggie. True. So give us a number.
Let's have the same one again. 18.
Okay.
And Magenta flicks the pages once more. The air rushing from...
Right. Give us another number. Give us a fairly high one. Then you've got longer to chunter on.
All right, 15. Her luscious lashes flickering as her eyes move ever...
Oh, God, that was awful. Right, I found it anyway. Children much affection, although she was fiercely protective of them. Oh, well,
that's very apt,
isn't she?
She's good, isn't she? Yes.
Oh, she does. So, shall I do the whole... Oh dear, the whole sentence.
Yes. Oh dear, that's a good start. Yes. Go on.
The whole sentence, it's weirdly appropriate.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh, let's hear it.
Young Margaret never got on particularly well with her mother.
Oh my God.
Ian recalls that Meg was not a woman capable of showing her children much affection, although she was fiercely protective of them. Well, that's... You know what? Every time we pick Maggie, she's got
always,
something very pertinent to say.
She has never failed us yet, has she, Maggie?
So, well, there you go then. So you're not getting on particularly well with your parents, but... and they're not doing very well at showing you much affection, but they do feel very fiercely protective of you. So I suppose what that maybe says is just hold in your heart the knowledge that they probably like you very much.
Somewhere deep down, yes. They like you. Yes.
So even when you're arguing, just go to yourself, you know what? Even this is all just...
It might not come out as love every time.
Yes.
But it is love.
This is the arguments, unless they're huge, are the sort of thing you forget, but you don't forget the love.
That's true.
Actually, that's terrible advice, because that suggests you should stay in terrible situations.
Yes, I don't know about that.
All right, well, you've got to use it on a case-by-case basis, haven't you? Case-by-case basis. So if you feel that ultimately your parents are good eggs who love you, then just hold that as a little shining nugget in your heart while you're being an ice queen on the outside.
And know that this doesn't have to last forever as well.
Yes, there we go. Gosh, bit of genuine advice
there. Wow, this is rather sincere, isn't it?
Scare away our fans, I think. Right,
So
the final one is Dr. Jude Capper, who's... Oh, no, should I be pretending different names?
Oh, I don't think Jude would mind.
Dr. Cued Japper. There we go. Right. Long-time fan of the show. Also, she does like that other show as well, though, doesn't she? The one Long Cat Media spends all the money advertising for.
Monkey Mansions.
Mickey Minora, I don't know.
Yes.
Yes. Mockery Manor.
Mockery Manor, that's the one.
Yes. Yes. Advertising for that, nothing for us, nothing for this show. Nothing at all.
Yes, they haven't dropped a penny on this show.
Not a penny. It's like they're embarrassed of us.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, so Cued Japper has tweeted a question at us, which is something you can do. So, you know, do it if you like.
Yes, you don't have to send us an email.
Actually, we really do need some more emails.
So either you can send us an email, madammagentauk@gmail.com, or you can just tweet at Magenta.
Tweet at us.
At madammagentauk.
No problem too small or big or... Or sorcery.
Not enough problems. That's what we're saying. Yes. Basically, we need more problems.
Yes.
All right.
So, well, we don't personally.
No. But
anyway, so would you want to... what voice are you going to do for Jude?
I don't know.
How about... Oh, I know. Her daughter Lydia...
Yes.
Is a fan of that Love Wolf song in Mockery Manor.
Yes.
Yes, and Lydia is the name of the pop star who sings that song.
Yes.
And I believe she's from Australia.
Is she?
Yes.
All right, I'll do an Australian accent for that then. A quandary. Given COVID and lockdown and Brexit and 6 people/2 households/3 wise men/5 gold rings and all that malarkey, what should I do about Christmas? Is it okay to spend it in a cave?
Oh, well, that was an interesting accent. Well done, Bert.
I thought that was pretty good, actually.
So this is another very appropriate question. I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? Everyone's questions at the moment are to do with the huge global event going on.
It's rather hard to ignore, isn't it?
It is. I think that might be why we're not getting more minor problems.
That's true. Minor problems pale into insignificance.
Yes. Although you'd think, actually, being stuck with loved ones and everything would give you plenty of dysfunction all over the shop. With partners, with sexual dysfunction.
Yes, let's
have some of that, please.
Oh, yes, let's have some really juicy
stuff.
I do
love that, answering that kind of question. All right.
Anyway. Well, who should we consult about this, then?
Jude wants to know, is it okay to spend Christmas in a cave? All right.
Right.
So, a cave. A cave suggests cavemen.
Yes, that's true.
Which suggests Jurassic Park.
Right. Well, I suppose cavemen are the closest humans, I suppose, to dinosaurs.
Well, it's the wrong period anyway, isn't it? Jurassic Park should be Cretaceous.
Cretaceous Park. You're absolutely right. Yes, that's
so
true.
So they got it wrong in the first place.
Yes.
All right, give us a number. And while I find it, tell them about when we first met.
101 is the number.
101. So go on then.
And when we first met, you were on stage doing karaoke and you were slaying it, and I was there on a work meeting and I couldn't believe my
eyes. All right, I found it. So go on, give us a number.
12.
1, 2.
And then you took to the stage and it was whoa. We're halfway there. All right. Yes, what have we?
So it's a list. They've got a list.
Ah, okay.
And that number, 14, wasn't it?
Yes.
Lands on Channel 4, Sauropod Swamp.
Well, maybe if you watch that, then...
I mean, the whole list is Channel 2, Hypsilophodont Highlands, Channel 3, Triceratops Territory, Channel 4, Sauropod Swamp.
I see.
In so Carnival Country, Stegosaurus South, Velociraptor Valley and Pterosaur Peak.
It's very good.
No caves.
No caves, that's
only
true.
Only a swamp. So you got a swamp, Jude.
It really... So presumably these are sort of channels on a radio or something, aren't they? They're not like TV channels.
No, it's a television set.
Oh, it's a television set.
In Grant's suite.
Oh.
Grant's suite was done in beige tones. The rattan furniture in green jungle print motifs. Oh, I see, it's the Jurassic Park Hotel.
Exactly, yes.
Yes.
Oh, it does sound very good. It's almost a shame that they had a massive dinosaur breakout problem.
Although, a whole channel devoted to a swamp.
Yes, maybe.
Although, I suppose a lot happens in a swamp, doesn't it?
Well, a lot happens on a sort of microscopic level in a swamp, but...
Not if you're a dinosaur.
Well, that's true, I guess, yes.
I mean, I assume they were bigger.
They would have had larger animals in the swamp.
Yes. I mean, you get big animals now. You get crocodiles.
Crocodiles, alligators, that's true, yeah.
And probably monkeys and things, do you?
I'm not sure about swamp monkeys. I don't know if that's a thing that really happens.
Yes, it is.
Well, maybe in the trees above, but...
Yeah, there are trees. Where there are trees, surely there are monkeys.
That's impeccable logic.
Yes. All right, what is a sauropod, anyway?
I can't remember. It's a...
But you know, I think what we established there was that a swamp is teeming with life.
Yes, that's right. Yes, yeah, sauropods and monkeys, maybe.
So what that translates to when it comes to Christmas... Oh, no, that sounds like I'm encouraging a huge meeting of people.
Oh, no,
it?
We can't do that.
But maybe a cave sounds a bit sort of chilly, doesn't it? And not much fun.
I can tell you now what a sauropod is.
All right.
So these are sort of... So sauropods include Brachiosaurus, Diplodocus, the long-necked big ones with the long tails.
Don't stick your neck out! That's what this is saying.
Is that what it's saying?
Don't stick your neck out. Keep cozy in your swamp this Christmas.
Right. So just bed down among the reeds and sort of bubbling liquid.
Yes, and the sulphurous smells flopping around.
But they're your sulphurous smells.
Yes, exactly. Eat a lot of sprouts and relax in your swampy
swamp
environment.
And watch Channel 4 sauropods or whatever it was. Christmas telly.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yes, that's what of course. That's what
that's
it's
what
saying,
what it means, isn't it?
Just bed down. Bed yes. down, Jude. Cued, sorry. Cued. All right, well, that's it for today. I better go and put on my disguise.
Well,
as Tam.
Yes. I hope this goes all right.
Well, we'll see, shan't we?
Hmm.
Having to disguise myself is...
It's pretty absurd, isn't it?
Although, you know what? He's one of these people. He's so self-obsessed, I don't think he's ever had a proper look at me.
I don't think he'll recognise either of us.
I don't think he'll recognise us. So you're going to have... Oh, I know. I've got a big coat. You can go under the coat and do the accent.
I'll do the voice.
Right. And I'll just wear the mask and I'll have to swap my turban out.
Oh, I can't wait for all this to be over. It's going on and on.
Well, it's all right. This will solve everything, won't it?
Of course it will.
And by the way, what we're swapping, I'm giving him an opal, which you might think that's a precious gemstone. Don't give that away, Magenta, but it's cursed, so I don't want it. And it's been in the family for a long time.
Well, yes, well, that's the thing. These things have always been in the family for a long time, so...
I don't know why people don't get rid of them. I suppose they just, when they're cursed, they tend to return. That's the problem.
Oh, that
you
is the problem.
You chuck them in the sea, you go home, there it is on your pillow.
Well, maybe we'll get it. Maybe we'll get it back then. Maybe we'll give it to him and then...
Oh, that's true.
Somehow,
we haven't lost anything,
have
we?
And then we've done a little con on him. Oh, I'm excited about this now.
All right, so we'll let you know how that goes.
The look on his face is going to be delicious.
And do tune in to Thursday's episode as well. Oh, and if you want to subscribe to Long Cat Media Coffee, what is it, Bernard? Tell him.
Well, basically, if you'd like to give the so-and-sos who run Long Cat Media and also this podcast, if you want to buy them a little, you know, little
a coffee.
A coffee, that's what we want.
£3 for a coffee.
Yes, apparently. So you can make a donation by going to www.ko-fi.com/longcatmedia.
Keeping us in space cookies.
Absolutely.
Yes. All right, signing off.